The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
You can hear me. I'm fantastic.
Shit works. Yay!
Yeah, the computer and audio was working about as good as I am this morning, so... Yeah. Oh my gosh. What a week.
What a glorious week.
Yeah. I'm ready for bed.
I'm ready to be done. Are we done? Can we be done?
Yeah, play song of the week. Let's go home. We're done. Just off the bat, no show next week. Just a heads up, get that out of the way. So,
oh, we got a weekend off. That's awful.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. All right. Coming up on this week's show, we're going to talk Biden's impeachment. Hunter got indicted. More from New Mexico, Trump, Ukraine, a whole lot more. The top 10 draft this week, video games. You better win this, boy.
Fuck, I should have won you last week, and I didn't.
Well, that's true.
And bullshit! We'll get
to your listener questions. See, if I'd have took Air Bud, it would have been a clean sweep. But no, I had to give you a shot.
Whatever.
All right, let's get into some TV news. An executive at Fox came out and said that the strikes, both of them, the writers and actors, must be settled by October 1st in order to salvage the scripted TV season. So if it's not done in the next 2 weeks, your seasons are screwed for the year. So there you go.
Guess what? Don't care.
Nope, not at all.
Good. Fuck them.
ABC has revealed the cast for Dancing with the Stars. Now, actors can be on game shows and reality shows. That's a whole different contract. They're not on strike for that. All right, who's going to be on this week's or this season? I don't know how to pronounce her name. It's the chick that was American Chavez in the Marvel movies. Her first name starts with an X, so there's no way I can pronounce that.
I don't know, bud.
Let's see. Her, Ariana Maddox from Vanderpump Rules. I don't know what that is. Charity Lawson from The Bachelorette. Jamie Lynn Spears. Allison Hannigan from Buffy and How I Met Your Mother. Tyson Beckford. Some social media guy, Harry Jowsey. Grammy Award winner, Jason Mraz. Former NFL MVP Adrian Peterson, some singer Lily Pons, Mira Sorvino, Marcino Umansky from Real Housewives, Matt Walsh from Veep. No, not that Matt Walsh. That would be hilarious. And Brady Bunch star Barry Williams. So, wow. Stars.
Don't care.
At least they're getting paid, I guess. I don't know.
I don't give a shit.
Speaking of ABC, Disney has held talks about selling ABC and the local TV stations to broadcaster Nexstar Media Group. This is the group that owns the CW. They have also apparently been in talks with media mogul Byron Allen, who owns a string of TV outlets. So, if they're holding talks, it's going to get done. They're going to sell ABC. So, there you go. One Piece, the live-action anime deal, is doing apparently very good on Netflix. So, Netflix has renewed for season 2, to nobody's shock. There you go.
Can we do some sort of Dancing with the Stars, but in a minefield? Like, they got to make it out of a minefield.
I would watch it. I would watch that. Yeah.
Minesweeper with the stars.
I'm not even going to reference that picture I sent of Minesweeper. So.
I'm just saying. I think I might watch that.
I might, yeah. The all-black remake of The Wonder Years has been canceled after 2 seasons at ABC. So.
What would you do if I ate all the honeydew? I know it's not watermelon, but I brought a bucket of fried chicken.
Yep, it's that show. Your weekly dose of that. we have fallout from the Danny Masterson trial. Ashton Kutcher and his wife, Mila Kunis, have resigned from the board of Thorn, the anti-child abuse, child sex abuse organization that he co-founded in 2009 with his then-wife, Demi Moore. This comes after people got pissed off that he sent in the letter kind of vouching for Danny Masterson. He said, after my wife and I spent several days of listening, reflection, learning, and conversations with survivors and the employees and leadership of Thorn, I have determined the responsible thing for me to do is resign as chairman of the board effective immediately. I cannot allow my error and judgment to distract from our efforts and the children we serve.
Who cares? All I said was I didn't think he did it.
Yeah, he was a good guy when I knew him.
Yeah, I didn't think he did it. Yeah, that was it.
Yep.
So, I'm not trying to play devil's advocate here, but goddamn, how far do you fucking? Yeah,
got canceled from his own thing that he started. So,
yeah, for kids.
Yeah, the save kids. Gotcha.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, let's go to movie news. Vince, we are getting Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey 2. And we're getting another Pooh character because in 2024, they become public domain. Tigger will be in the sequel. According to the producer, Tigger is incredibly violent. He loves to torture his victims before killing them. I got nothing.
Thanks, Jews.
Well, there's that. Speaking of, comic book writer Alan Moore. A lot of his stuff has been turned into movies that he is not happy with. Watchmen, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, V for Vendetta. He said that it is true he refuses all money that is entitled from the film companies asking. He used to ask for it to be divvied up among the film's writers and others' creatives. He said, I no longer wish it even to be shared with them. I don't really feel with the recent films that they've stood by what I assumed was the original principles. So I have asked DC Comics to send all of the money from any future TV or film series to burn, loot, murder, Black Lives Matter. So boycott Alan Moore shit.
That might be one of the
dumbest things of the week. Because that black chick that runs it needs another mansion. How about that?
Yeah, because of evil white people.
Yeah, so his white guilt's getting him.
He's got so much money that his white guilt is fucking with him.
Yeah, that's it.
That's got to be the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
excuse me, I'm dying here. You know Tom DeLonge? I gotta get a drink. Talk about Tom DeLonge.
Tom DeLonge. Who's Tom DeLonge? Oh, is that the lead singer of Blink 182? Jesus Christ. Yeah. Apparently, I don't know who Tom DeLonge is.
Well, that was enough to get me a drink. We're good.
Okay.
He's made a movie called Monsters of California. His directorial debut will be coming out October 6th, theaters and on demand. The film follows three friends who uncover a vast government conspiracy. So, yeah, it's... Yeah, it's him doing a government conspiracy movie, but a funny, humorous one. So,
sure.
Now he's the UFO guy that was he's buddy with John Podesta, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
Buddy, they're all buddies of John Podesta.
I think so. Yeah, that's the.
That's they're all friends with him.
Maddie McCann. What? Oh. Sorry.
God damn it.
Vince, we're getting a new Hammer horror movie. I've piqued your interest, yes?
I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, you already know about this then.
No, I just don't know how I feel about it.
We're getting Dr. Jekyll.
Oh, yeah?
We're getting Eddie Izzard, who will be playing Nina Jekyll.
Oh, Jesus.
Hires ex-convict Rob, played by Scott Chambers. Little does Rob know he's part of a sinister master plan concocted by Nina's alter ego, Rachel Hyde. Chaos and weirdness ensue, and he and Nina must work together to prevent Hyde from destroying Jekyll's life. So, a guy that plays a woman is going to play a person that turns into another thing. It's typecasting, but I'll allow it. Whatever. I ain't watching it. So
that sounds
terrible.
What the fuck happened?
It sounds terrible. So, all right, let's go to comic book news. And how about some good news this week? Transformers number one. The pre-orders are in. 153,000 copies have already been pre-ordered. This is a record for any Hasbro licensed comic and also the top-selling debut for Skybound. That doesn't include Walking Dead because that was before Skybound was a thing, even though Kirkman runs Skybound. So that's good. That's numbers that Marvel and DC wishes they could do. So Marvel has revealed that Moon Knight will die in Moon Knight number 30. Because, yeah, kill off a character that people are finally getting invested in. Marvel! With the big comic book news of the week, Vince, did you ever read or know about the series Fables?
I've heard of it, but I never read it.
It's based off, like, the old, like Bigby Wolf is, you know, from Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
Took those public domain characters and created something else. Bill Willingham did. Well, he and DC are not getting along and haven't for a long time. Fables originally came out in 2002 with Willingham doing, you know, the story. It ran over 150 issues. Mark Buckingham did most of the art, following a number of miniseries by different creative teams and starting as secondary Fables characters. Willingham returned to the property with artist Brian Lovell for a 6-issue Batman vs. Bigby Wolf in Gotham and Fables Black Forest, which launched on DC Black Label, picking up where the original series left off with issue 151. That was supposed to be a 12-issue arc. Following several scheduling setbacks, only 9 issues have been released so far, and according to Willingham, final 3 will not be published, at least not with his involvement. In a statement released by the series creator Bill Willingham, Fables won't be coming back with him involved. Not only is it not returning, but he's giving it away free to the general public. As he wrote, as of now, September 15th, 2023, the comic book property called Fables, including all related Fable spinoffs and characters, is now in the public domain. What was once wholly owned by Bill Willingham is now owned by everyone for all time. It's done, and most experts will tell you, once done, it cannot be undone. Takebacks are neither contemplated nor possible. Willingham claims that he first began working with DC Comics. It was with honest people. He says 20 years later, DC has become a revolving door of strangers with no measurable integrity, who have reinterpreted his signed agreement with the publisher to their own benefit. He says he doesn't believe Fables is in the right hands, and since he can't afford to sue DC, he's decided to take a different approach to deal with the issue. As the sole owner of Fables, he writes, he can give it away to anybody he wants, and that's what he's done by making it public domain. This pissed off DC, who released a statement saying, the Fables comic books and graphic novels published by DC and the storylines, characters, and elements therein are owned by DC and protected under copyright laws of the U.S. and throughout the world in accordance with applicable laws that are not in the public domain. DC reserves all rights and will take such actions as DC deems necessary or appropriate to protect its intellectual property rights. They're going to sue him, is what it sounds like. Or somebody's going to make something, they'll sue that person, and then it's going to go to court. So his contract says he owns everything outright. DC is interpreting it a different way. So that's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
Don't get in the way of a man in his shekels, okay?
Yeah, there you go.
That's really what it comes down to.
But, yep. Your recommendations for books that came out this week: Batman, Gargoyle of Gotham, number one; Incredible Hulk, issue four; The Batman, One Bad Days. The Clayface and Bane have both been released in hardcover. Power Rangers Ninja Turtles 2, the entire trade is now out, so if you don't want to get single issues, you can just go buy the trade. Marvel has released Werewolf by Night, issue 1, and Superman Lost, issue 6. So there you go. All right.
That sounds awesome.
Vince, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Hot bean water is very, very vital to this show.
Yeah, I know. You keep hitting it or touching it or something, and it fucks with the mic. But hey, here we are.
That's my bad. So, all right, let's go to wrestling news this week. This next thing is according to ESPN. Lawrence Epstein, who is for ESPN, is saying the UFC and WWE, who are now one company, holding major events on the same weekend in one city, and the two promotions are going to tourism authorities and selling them on paying for UFC and WWE as a package deal. So UFC 300, I think it's 300, and Survivor Series are both around the same time. So one city could bid and get both shows and do a big tourism boost. That's kind of what they want to do right now. So, meh, we'll see. Jade Cargill is believed to be finishing up with AEW. Looks like she is headed to WWE, and it looks like she, if she does go to WWE, she will skip NXT and go straight to the main roster. So she did lose clean to Chris Statlander this week, kind of hugged her after the match, and that's kind of the goodbye thing. So
goodbye, horses.
We'll see. I think the smart storyline, if she does go, is Cody's still pissing with Dominic Mysterio and Rhea Ripley. And so since Cody can't beat up a woman, he finds a woman to beat up Rhea, and it's Jade. That would make sense. And then Nia Jax hurts everybody. Because, yeah.
Hey, my, speaking of beating people, my buddy beat the Headbangers last weekend.
I saw that. Good on you.
Yeah.
But it was in Muncie, so I don't know if it counts. So.
It was IPW? Was that the...
That sounds right. Right?
Yeah.
If not, we'll tell you in a couple weeks. So, WWE merger cuts. Since they are now TKO, there was duplicate people for UFC and for WWE. Apparently there were over 100 cuts. This was in office personnel. Talent cuts probably are going to be coming, both main roster and NXT. Probably some big names too, so none of them have happened yet. The rumor is Elias has been let go, but nothing is confirmed with that one. So, but yeah, look for roster cuts to be coming soon. Impact Wrestling, Deonna Purrazzo. Apparently her contract is set to expire at the end of 2023, and they have not come to terms on a new one as of yet. Old CM Punk.
This fucking guy.
He was doing his commentary job for Cage Fury Fighting Championships, and the co-host was kind of, you know, making some jokes back and forth, not hurtful, and they get along well. He's actually good at that. But Punk said that he has a lot of time on his hands for the next 2 months, which would mean his probably his no-compete would be up then, which would make him available right around the time of Survivor Series, which just so happens to be in Chicago this year. But I know there are people in WWE that do not want him back. Like, main guys that currently hold titles don't want him back. So, looking at you, Rollins. But last thing I have for wrestling news this week, Andrew Zaharian on the Mat Men podcast, who does a lot of the business side of wrestling, he says, "This is not a prediction. I feel confident to say that Max will be the home of AEW in 2024, and I feel confident to say they will run 12 pay-per-views a year on there." So, this is a guy that covers the business side, and he's like, yep, it's going to be Max, which...
Yay.
Well, since the company is estimated to be worth $2 billion already, yeah, I'd say that's pretty much a yay. So... I think so. I think that's good. Competition is good, even though a lot of people don't like AEW, but a lot of people apparently do. So
there's a lot of people I know that hate AEW.
Yeah. I like to throw shockwaves and shit. Yeah. Oh, look, he went flying into the storm.
Yeah, for no fucking good reason. Yeah.
Where the hell did the gas cans go? That's the question. Where did the gas cans go?
You cannot put them on the vehicles anymore.
I know that. Tell him. All right, that's it for wrestling news this week. Vince, you got anything for video games?
Yeah, speaking of gas cans on cars.
in video games, not real life.
Right, yeah. Unity.
Oh boy,
Unity. Boy, they stepped in it.
They almost pulled an Activision.
Well, apparently the head guy in Unity, he was with AE for a minute.
Okay.
So, or EA. So yeah, that's
he's used to fucking over the clients.
He's used to fucking people. Apparently there's a boycott for Unity now because of changes to Unity's gaming engine. What they're doing, let's just read it. Unity's engine, which has the same name as the company, along with competing engines such as Unreal and Godot, is used as a software framework for development of video games. What has changed is Unity plans to add a runtime fee. What'll happen is each time a game is downloaded, the developer of that game is charged. So you don't really get to use Unity. You're renting it.
Right.
So I make a game, I put it on Steam, it sells a ton, they charge me every time it gets downloaded.
Yeah.
I mean, people are pissed because you could game the system. I mean, you could just keep downloading it from a source, and they know that you're doing it. So
yep.
It's a bad deal. Everyone's leaving Unity. Everybody's boycotting Unity at this point. It's gotten so bad that Unity closed two offices on the 14th because they got death threats, and apparently they were credible death threats.
Wow.
Like, we're going to come in there, and we're going to kill every motherfucker in the building.
We're putting gas cans on the cars and
we're
shit.
We're going to put gas cans on the cars. Yeah. I don't understand. Everybody's going to go to a different game engine. I mentioned Godot or Godot. There's plenty of other ones. I mean, how do you get Unreal more coverage?
Right.
I mean, people are just going to go start using Unreal at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a ton of other game engines. I mean, I saw that Build Engine. Well, Build Engine derivatives or whatever are coming back. Fucking Build Engine. Really?
That's old.
Is you for real? So, yeah, it's a big deal. It's, boy, people are mad. Boy,
yeah,
people are mad.
They're mad, yeah.
They're getting fucked. That's really what it comes down to.
Yep.
So, yeah. Fucking Unity. Let's see. Supergiant Games announces Hades 2. Early access starts next year.
Okay.
Yay.
Yeah.
Hades is a good game. The first one's pretty good. Battle Crush coming to Switch. The beta announced for October. Strategic Brawler Battle Royale.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds Smash Brothers Brawlhalla type of thing.
It sounds like fuck Fortnite for a while and quit getting blasted off of shit.
Yeah, right.
Now, the one story, this is the last story. I debated on whether I wanted to even read it or not. This is an Alex Jones thing. It seems like the ADL was caught illegally spying on millions of Americans via secret PlayStation backdoor.
Yeah.
I looked this up, and this also happened in 2020. So I don't know exactly where they're getting their numbers from or where they got the story from or whatever. I know they did it with Call of Duty. We had that story not too long ago where they're using AI to what you say.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't find anything on it, and nobody else can find anything on it either. Like, there's no definite, here's the proof, here it is.
Well, I imagine if it's true, ADL is going to hide that shit.
Well, fuck the ADL. I don't know. Like, you want us to, like, not hate you.
Right.
And you're making it real easy to.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have freedom of speech. You can't say that. You can say whatever. This group of people can say whatever they want, but you can't. Your yep. group of people can't.
Yeah.
What?
It's not how that works.
That's not how it works. And fuck the ADL. I've got goddamn First Amendment rights. You can suck my dick. I don't know. Fuck off, coin clippers.
I can say what I want when I want to, whoever the fuck I want.
Yeah. Fuck off. I don't know. I don't know. Coin clipper, 6 million. Thank the bus driver.
Yep.
So that's all I got.
Keep that in the show. Yeah.
Oh, I'm keeping it. Yes. Everybody should be pissed at this. This yeah. is not something that should go away. This is something that everyone should be mad at.
Yes. All right. We'll go to music news. And the only thing that I could really find this week, Hypnosis, the company that was going around buying all the artists' back catalogs. They're going to sell nearly $500 million of those catalogs to elevate their stock and pay down their company debt. Hypnosis, which is backed by Blackstone, look into that company. Their proposed, let's see, the board introduced $465 million in proposed sales, along with proposals to buy back $180 million of its own stock and pay down $250 million of debt. Some of the artists that can be their stuff sold include Shakira, Barry Manilow, Rick James, Nelly, and others. So,
Rick James, bitch.
So yeah, they're gonna sell the stuff they just bought to pay down their debt because they have debt. So
yeah, they bought a bunch of shit.
Yeah, they pulled a Disney. So instead of creating, they just bought. So
and then the shit they did create. Well, shit.
Yeah. All right. That was it for music news really this week. So it's time to plug our friends, play Song of the Week. And when we come back, Vince, we are going to draft the top 10 video games of all time. Government of the people, for the people, by the people.
Speech. The First Amendment protects material, presumptively.
We don't talk about harassing and sexually brutalizing women in my music, man. We don't do that in my music, man. I'm tired of you saying that.
We've got white collar people trying to grab our my style, saying we're too nasty and we're too live. Corrupted politicians playing games, bringing us down to boost their fame. They must be joking, thinking we were poor, but they're like flies moving the wall. We stand tall from beginning to end, with help from fans and all our friends. Freedom of speech will never die, for us to have our ancestors died. Don't keep thinking that we will quit, we'll always stand and never sit. We're too live, too black, too strong, doing the right thing and not the wrong. So listen up, y'all, to what we say, we won't be banned in the USA. Your brother get as rich as you. This is the 90s and we're coming on strong, saying things and doing things that you're saying's wrong. Wising up, cause on election day we'll see who's banned in the USA.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Woot.
All right, Vince. Time for the top 10 draft of the best video games of all time.
Damn right.
Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
Well, going off of last week's 5-3, I did count his vote. I have first pick.
I don't know how.
I told you, Air Bud. That's
how. I don't. I think it's bullshit.
Well, probably.
But I think it's bullshit. I didn't even get the Canadian vote with goddamn Slapshot. Bullshit.
That is true. That was a little weird. So, all right. With the first pick in the draft, I will take the best-selling piece of media in history. Video game, movie, music, anything. Give me Grand Theft Auto V.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Number-wise, it cannot be beat.
Yeah. It's a good game.
Yep.
It's the last good game.
Yeah, I'll say that.
I mean, well, for it's the last good game for
Rockstar.
Rockstar, yes. Yeah, no, I take that back. I'll do my number one.
Ooh.
Red Dead 2.
Yep.
That's the last good game from Rockstar. Since Take-Two now owns them, they're fucked. They're fucked. Everybody's gone. Dan Houser's gone. They're fucked.
Yep. All right. Second pick. I'm going to leave so many off this list. It's going to drive me insane.
Yeah.
Give me Super Mario Brothers.
Which one?
Original NES Super Mario Brothers.
That's good.
Yep. All right. Your second pick.
Give me Half-Life.
Ooh, I had it. Yep. Good pick. You know what? I'm going to go with a classic here, Vince.
Okay.
Give me Tetris.
Ooh. Are you some kind of communist or something?
Duh.
Duh. Some sort of Putin lover or something? Duh.
Duh. You mean anti-Zelensky? Duh.
Duh, duh, duh.
Duh, duh, duh. Yeah. All right, your third pick.
Give me, just because I gotta have it, Mario 3.
Super Mario 3 was on the list for sure. All right, I'm gonna stay. All right, I'm gonna go to Super Nintendo. Give me Super Mario Kart.
No, that's a good game. That's good shit.
All right.
We should have really narrowed this down to a system.
Yeah, we probably should have. We do this every time we do a list. Looking back, yeah, we should have done this.
We should have done it like this.
Instead of blanket, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, your fourth pick.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yep. Very good pick. Got that wrote down here. Good, good, good. You know, Vince, I'm going old school. No, everybody had to play this in school, or at least we did.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I'm taking, don't you?
Oh, you died of dysentery, huh?
Yes, right. Oregon Trail.
For the 50th time.
Gotta love the text-based games.
Yeah.
All right. Your fifth round.
Give me Toe Jam and Earl.
Ooh.
Money, yeah, all right.
I don't hate that pick. I remember playing that a ton.
Fucking Toe Jam and Earl, man.
Let's see. Give me. Let's go even further back. Give me the original. Give me Pac-Man.
Ooh.
Trying to go with some classics here.
Sure.
The last four will be different. So, all right, your sixth round pick, sir.
Wolfenstein 3D.
Damn. Yeah.
All the good German I ever learned.
Yeah, Wolfenstein, right?
Wolfenstein 3D.
All right, let's go back to Super Nintendo. Give me the one that all fighting games are based on, Street Fighter 2.
Shit.
Yep. I'm missing so many games here.
I know. It's
driving me nuts. Yeah. All right. Seventh round.
Give me Portal 2.
Yep. I had that. Damn it.
Black Mesa can bite my.
You got Half-Life and Portal, you ass.
I know.
All right. Give me the game that put this phrase into the American lexicon of boom shakalaka. Give me NBA Jam.
Oh, shit. Man, I remember playing that back in the day. God damn.
It was Reggie Miller and Chuck Pearson. Chuck Pearson, yep.
Yep.
We always beat the Knicks. Womp, womp. It's an eighth round pick, sir.
Oh, man. David Robinson basketball.
You sure?
What do you mean, you sure?
All right.
Fucking love that game. Me and Tim Dog used to play that shit all the time. That's some old school. That's my tugboat pick. Fuck you. I'm probably going to lose this one, too.
Well, then I'll go with my tugboat pick. WWE No Mercy.
That's good.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. All right. Your ninth round pick.
Diablo.
Hmm. That's a good pick. All right. God, we're on the last pick. There's so many.
I know. I got a ton.
Oh, man. Damn. You know what? Just for money and pop culture, I'm trying to go to the broad audience here. This is of all time. Give me the original Pokemon.
You're sitting there to win it. You really don't care about the games.
Well, because if I picked my actual games that I played, well, I did pick a lot of the games I played, would be...
Your sellout.
Like, of course. You're just now learning this. As you can tell by my massive bank account, that's working out wonderful for me, right?
Yeah, that's funny, isn't it?
Last pick, sir.
Warcraft 3. I played the fuck out of that game.
All right. Here are our lists, sir. Vince has taken Red Dead 2, Half-Life, Super Mario 3, Sonic the Hedgehog, Toe Jam and Earl, Wolfenstein 3D, Portal 2, David Robinson Basketball, Diablo, and Warcraft 3. I have taken Grand Theft Auto 5, Super Mario Brothers, Tetris, Super Mario Kart, The Oregon Trail, Pac-Man, Street Fighter 2, NBA Jam, WWE No Mercy, and Pokemon. What did you have left? Because there's a crap ton.
Mario 2.
Yep.
Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past.
Yep.
Star Tropics.
Ooh. Oh, I forgot Star Tropics. That's a good one.
Star Tropics was great. Solar Winds.
Yeah.
It's an old game. It's out in the... Just find it. Metroid.
Yeah, I had Metroid.
Doom.
Yeah, I had Doom.
Duke Nukem.
Oh, I forgot Duke.
Rise of the Triad. Commander Keen. Some Amiga shit right here. Lemmings.
Yep. Yep.
Quake.
Oh, yeah, Quake.
Command & Conquer.
Yep.
Civ 5.
I had Civ 4.
the first Baldur's Gate, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Divinity Original Sin 2. Skyrim. Fallout 3. Unreal 2K4. StarCraft and Neverwinter Nights.
Nice. I had Halo 3, Resident Evil 2, Zelda Ocarina of Time, Final Fantasy 7 and 8, World of Warcraft, Minecraft, Fortnite, Mortal Kombat 2, Battle Arena Toshinden, Chrono Trigger, The Sims, God of War, Castlevania Symphony of the Night, Tecmo Bowl, which I should have took, I think. Tony Hawk 2, NHL 92. Let's see. SmackDown Here Comes the Pain, Tekken 3, Silent Hill 2.
Fuck, and Metal I forgot Gear, Silent Hill.
And Metal Gear Solid, just because you could hide as a cardboard box.
Snake! No!
Snake! Yeah. Listener picks. Choppy came in with Mario 3, Chrono Trigger, Turtles in Time, Ninja Turtles the Arcade Game, Mario World, WCW NWO Revenge, Final Fantasy VII, No Mercy, Super Mario 64, and Zelda Link's Awakening.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Roboto came in with Ocarina of Time, Mario 3, Kirby Superstar, Halo 2, Call of Duty 4, Bioshock, Vice City, Twilight Princess. Handsome Dan came in with Gauntlet, the arcade one. Double Dragon at the arcade. Yep, I lost a lot of money playing Double Dragon. Sonic, Streets of Rage 2, Shining Force 2, Smash Brothers, Wii Sports, Skyrim, Rayman Legends, and Mario Kart 8. Kathy says the original Super Mario Brothers. And Tony came in with WWF No Mercy, GoldenEye, NBA GM Tournament Edition, Rock Band 2, Mario 64, Mario Brothers, WrestleFest, Rayman Legends, Zelda, Ms. Pac-Man.
Oh, fucking Rayman.
Yep. Grand Theft Auto 5, Minecraft, Fortnite, Angry Birds, Crazy Taxi, Dynamite Cop, Mortal Kombat 2, Super Smash Brothers, TMNT the Arcade, and Mr. Do's Wild Ride.
Sure.
So, thank you everybody for your picks. We shall see who wins this.
It's a bullshit.
I think it's going to be close. I honestly think it's going to be close. I think Toe Jam and Earl is going to put you over the top.
So. Yeah, okay.
All right, let's get to some listener questions. Vince, are you ready?
I am.
All right, Handsome Dan with the first here. Would comic book fights be boring if the characters actually did to each other what they're capable of doing? No, but they would be very violent.
Yeah, make that happen.
Yeah, he has a follow-up here. If every comic book fight were more realistic, would you as a reader enjoy them more or less? Depends on the story you're trying to tell. But I mean, if you do like, what's Marvel's version of Superman?
Oh, shit.
No, I blanked. Sentry. Like, they had him rip Carnage in half, like graphically rip him in half, but you're telling the story of a guy that's unhinged that has all this power. So having like normal Superman, you know, rip fucking Lex Luthor in half might not be good for the story you're trying to tell. So yeah, it goes with what story you want, I guess. But could he? Yeah. It's like Spider-Man always holds back, and then when he doesn't hold back, it's like, okay, he's lost his mind or he's really pissed off. So that makes sense, right?
He shouldn't be though. I mean, honestly, I wish they'd actually, you know, use their powers like they should.
Right.
That'd be interesting as hell.
Yeah. So, all right. Next question here comes in from Chris. You guys have to help me. I'm getting embarrassed. I've run the experiment 5 times in front of Kentaji's little cousins, nieces, nephews, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Now, this seems dirt simple. I fill the bowl with ice cubes, and I fill it the rest of the way up with water. We let the ice melt. We literally sit there for 20 to 30 minutes watching it melt. Now, I've tried a glass, a plate, a coffee mug, even a bucket. No matter how many times I've made these poor kids sit through this little experiment, the damn thing never overflows. Kentaji asked me to do one thing this afternoon before she gets back from session and teach these kids about the imminent threat of climate change. What do I do?
Shit.
Well, you see, climate change isn't real, kids. There's called seasons, and the ages happened. There was an ice age, and then it melted. And we're going to have another one in another few 100,000 years. And
I figure if you put a grape Kool-Aid in there, it would have been a little bit more entertaining.
Possibly. But... All right. Last question of this week came in from Twitter. Vince, this is all you. Mexican aliens, yay or nay? Because they came out, they showed these little bodies and at the Mexican Congress or taco stand or whatever the fuck it is. And
nay.
Yeah, I'm kind of... This is the same guy that's got busted before doing fake stuff, so I'm gonna say nay.
Bullshit, though.
Yeah.
For the people that are waiting for it, you know, they're like, hey, you know, hey, look, we got it. And they wheel out. It's like, it was Arizona when they said the lights, the Phoenix lights, they said, oh, yeah, we captured the culprit, and it's a guy dressed up as an alien.
Yeah, and then that governor has went back and said he was sorry for that.
Yeah, we really didn't know what was going on. We couldn't tell everybody.
Right.
Yeah, it's funny how that works, isn't it?
All right. Thank you, everybody, for your questions. Vince, it's time to go to Clown World, and did you see the stories this week? We start off, UAW is on strike, which has over 150,000 members. They are demanding, here's their demands, Vince, a 40% pay raise, similar to that of managers, as well as a 32-hour work week, but getting paid for 40. So you want 8 hours of free money, right?
What exactly do you fuckers actually do?
They make the cars. I don't know. I don't know.
It's gonna fuck up the bullshit.
It's gonna fuck up the economy, even fucking Bidenomics here. So,
right.
All right. Next story here. Oh, this is interesting. The World Economic Forum and their overlord, their Klaus Schwab, has urged governments to grant the WEF full governmental control over their nations as part of the Great Reset agenda. According to Schwab, governments must embrace the WEF's agenda if they want to survive in the future. During a speech he gave, Schwab outlined his plans for merging of state and corporate power. He ordered government leaders to cooperate with the World Economic Forum or face losing power and influence in the new globalist landscape. He continued by claiming that with the fusion of the WEF and state, we would see a shift from the era of capitalism to the era of talentism. He boasted that under his system, corporate elites will craft policies for sovereign countries to ensure that innovation becomes the key competitive factor.
Competition is bullshit, kids.
How's this guy still alive?
I don't know.
That's my question. So, yeah, give me all your sovereign power. How about no?
That guy's got a pool, right?
Probably. Yeah. Probably a couple of them.
Yeah.
Congress is moving forward with the impeachment of Biden. Until there's consequences, I don't care. But reports came out this week that the White House is sending a letter to some mainstream media, including the CNN, the New York Times, Fox, and others, urging them to ramp up their scrutiny of House Republicans for opening an impeachment inquiry based on lies. So the White House is telling the news what to report.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that illegal?
Well, we're in a banana republic right now.
Oh, that's right.
This is a communist fucking regime, bud.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
Have you started loading mags yet?
Yes. I just need to get more. So, Biden this week signed the continuation of the National Emergency on Terrorism that has now been going on for 22 years. More worried about the people that's in the White House than I am about some camel jockeys screaming Aloha snack bar, be honest with you.
Yeah, out where we're at, we don't have that issue.
Yeah. InfoWars host Owen Schroyer was sentenced Tuesday to 60 days in prison for his role in the January 6th incident. He's one of only a handful of January 6th participants charged with a crime. Now listen to this. Despite neither entering the Capitol nor being accused of committing violence or destruction on Capitol grounds. Schroyer was sentenced by U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly, who last week sent Proud Boys founder Enrique Tarrio to federal prison for the longest term yet of 22 years. So the guy never went in the Capitol. He didn't commit any violence, and he didn't destroy anything, and he got 60 days because of what they said is his speech.
Yet BLM and Antifa burnt down Washington, D.C.
Look, you can disagree with the guy, that's fine, but he literally, even by the government's admission, did nothing, and they still sent him to 60 days in prison.
Yeah, that's some communist bullshit.
Yep. Hey, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., apparently somebody wanted to say, just like Dad, a man with a loaded gun was arrested outside a campaign event for Bobby Kennedy Jr. in the Wilshire neighborhood of L.A. on Friday. Adrian Aspudio, 44, taken into custody and charged of felony after impersonating a U.S. Marshal. Apparently he had the whole outfit on and a loaded gun that was holstered. Kennedy, who was delivering a speech for National Hispanic Heritage Month, said that he was grateful to Gavin DeBecker and Associates, a private security firm, for spotting and detaining an armed man who attempted to approach me. Kennedy has submitted a formal request for Secret Service protection, but the Department of Homeland Security has denied it. Even though all candidates for president are supposed to have Secret Service detail. It's almost like they want him to get popped.
We don't need any more Democrats running against Biden.
That's all we need. Another Kennedy martyr. Jesus Christ. This we is get a, it.
Boy, it's banana republic in the United States.
Yeah, we get it. Ted killed the woman. Jesus Christ. A jury in Michigan acquitted three men in connection with the plot to kidnap their version of Hillary, Gretchen Whitmer, on Friday. William Null, his brother Michael, and Eric Molitor were found not guilty of providing support to it for a terrorist act and a weapons charge. That whole case has been FBI set up from the start, so.
Sure.
Top New Hampshire politicians, including Speaker of the State House and State Senate, sent a letter Tuesday to their Secretary of State stating there is no legal basis to remove Trump from the 2024 ballot using the 14th Amendment. So there you go. Vince, do you remember Obama put that DACA program in? Years ago. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals.
I know one of them.
Oh. Huh. Well, a judge came out this week and said, yeah, that's illegal.
Nice.
Program created by Obama's pen in 2012 and currently protects over 500,000 of what are called dreamers. The judge said in his ruling, litigation revolving around the legality of DACA in one form or another has existed for nearly a decade. While sympathetic to the predicament of the recipients and their families, this court has expressed its concern about the legality of the program for some time. The solution for these deficiencies lies within the legislature, not the executive or judicial branches, according to the judge when he said that this program was illegal. When Obama signed it in 2012, he openly admitted that it was illegal him doing this. And here we are, 12 years later, and a judge finally goes, yeah, you can't do that. The law has to go through the legislature.
So what happens with him?
I don't know. He just, the question before him was, is it legal or not? And he's like, nope, illegal. Now, what's the consequence? We don't know. All these judges and stuff can say all this stuff, but until there's action and consequence, nothing changes. So, speaking of stuff that'll never have a consequence, Hunter Biden. He was charged this week with one count of false statement of the purchase of a firearm, one count of possession of a firearm by a person who is an unlawful user or addicted to a controlled substance, and one count of false statements related to information required to be kept by federal firearms license dealers. He could potentially face prison time. The charges do not include any Foreign Agents Registration Act or tax violations. This is the same guy that was giving him the sweetheart deal. Yeah, we got to charge him with something. Let's do the three less gun charges. How about all the shit that's on the laptop?
Hey, the laptop's not real. Didn't you hear that? That the fucking laptop's not real. It's just some made-up bullshit by Trump-tard MAGA people.
Oh, so that's not him nailing Sasha Obama?
No.
Or Malia Obama, whichever one that her credit card has is sitting by cocaine?
Come on, man.
Oh, okay. All right. AI is getting really good. All right. Election software known as Noink Systems that is used in 36 states, including Washington, D.C., has contracts that include a clause that, listen carefully, that allows the election staff to override the results of an election. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, huh. So the election doesn't matter if they can just override it, right? And then we go to Arizona. Evidence shows that Maricopa County Election Day printer, quote, failures were caused by malware or by remote access. 200,000 ballots were rejected out of 248,000 cast. Malware or remote access?
Yeah, good times.
Electronic voting machine expert Garland Favorito has testified in Arizona that, in Georgia, sorry, that about 100,000 improper chain of custody forms were picked up after the election was conducted, or pickups were marked 3 minutes apart when the locations were at least 30 minutes apart. This was in Georgia in the 2020 election. That's called fraud. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton yesterday was acquitted on all 16 impeachment charges against him. The Bush Republicans in Texas failed. So, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Vince, we got to talk about this. There's a woman running for the Virginia House of Delegates. Her name is Susanna Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
Sadly, not Debbie.
And she has, did Debbie ever do DP?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
But this one has a sex for money scandal that has been a large political story this week. And not because of not just because of what was revealed about the online setup of the Virginia House of Delegates, her nominee and her husband making money off their sex acts, but also because of how the press has covered it. Washington Post was the first to go up with their exclusive story on the September 11th, and that was followed up one day later by the Daily Wire, which said they had independently obtained the videos. But as the media, Democrat-driven debate swirled about whether the revelations about the videos and by media outlets obtaining them constitute a violation of Virginia revenge porn law. Backstory has emerged, alleging that one news organization knew in advance that the story was going to be soon breaking, but instead of actually doing their job and reporting it, they instead chose to tell her it was coming, which afforded her time to try and hide the evidence of the videos. The organization that gave her the heads up? The Associated Press. So instead of them actually doing their job and reporting a story, which is what the Associated Press is supposed to do, they said, they gave her a heads up, hey, they know about this shit, you better hide your videos. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't believe anything even the Associated Press says.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Do we need to do further evidence into the checking of this, or
they said something that she could be in trouble?
Yeah. So I don't know, but it just, the story is that one, she's a hoo-ha, but two, the news is covering up for people not doing their job. That we already knew this, but
yeah, she could be in trouble in Virginia for actually selling it.
Yeah, so
that's a big deal. I mean, she wants to, you know, flip it around. I was listening to the radio the other day, and they said, why don't she just own it?
Yeah.
Just come out and own it. Yeah, I did it. It's not a big, yeah, whatever.
I was a whore.
Yeah, fuck it. I owned it. Whatever. She didn't.
No.
She then tried to hide it around. Yeah, but now people are like, yeah, but that's, according to law in Virginia, that's actual prostitution or whatever. If you're selling, if you're doing it for money,
right?
They can still get you for it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's,
I don't either. It's fucked up. Nobody cares. It's like that fucking Lauren Boebert bitch. Did you see that?
Oh, where she was groping her new boyfriend was groping her at Beetlejuice when she got kicked out.
Yeah, they were both groping each other, man. He was all over her titties, man. She just puffs her fucking chest out, and then she flipped off the usher trying to escort her out, and I'm going to talk to this, and you know who I am, and then she releases a goddamn statement. I'm like, bitch, you can't run that cocksucker and then do what you're saying you're not doing. That's what's the fucking problem is with these goddamn politicians.
Yep.
Rules for me, not for thee. All of them. Every single goddamn one of them. Right, left, there is no. It's the same fucking two sides of the coin.
Oh, yeah.
They're all fucking shady pieces of shit. Every goddamn one of them. Every one of them.
Yep.
We've been telling you this shit forever. A tale of two pieces of shit. And they're both politicians.
Right wing, ta-da! Left wing doesn't matter because it's the same fucking bird.
Yeah. 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 This is the people leading us. They're motherfuckers.
And they don't care about you.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. Nobody cares.
You're literally all you are to them, both sides, is a vote every 2 or 4 years.
Yeah. To keep getting a fucking paycheck.
Yep.
Man, I tell you what, get a freezer. Start collecting pizzas. Make sure motherfuckers got a pool.
Make sure you weigh the cook pizzas.
Yeah.
Gotta cook a pizza.
Cook a pizza. I cook a pizza. Yeah. Fuck them. I don't know. I don't know. Both sides.
Whatever. All right. Well, that kind of ties into this next story here, Vince. The Department of Homeland Security has announced the $20 million in federal grants. That's our tax money. Will be handed out to 34 organizations to prevent targeted violence and terrorism. Now, what are they going to focus on? Americans who dissent from the prevailing narratives coming out of the government, and whether it's COVID, Ukraine, immigration, Second Amendment, LMNOPs, child gender, the integrity of the elections, abortion. The government will label you a violent extremist. The $20 million is going to universities, behavioral and mental health providers, you know, doctors that HIPAA laws apparently don't mean anything to, youth service organizations, schools, churches, and faith leaders, and state law enforcement agencies. Their job will be to identify political dissidents and foster interventions among those Americans considered to be going down a path towards violence.
Sure. It
literally says political dissidents.
Yay, communism.
This is right out of that Jewish guy Marx's book.
That's anti-Semitism.
I don't care.
No, it's all right.
Have you met this show?
Do you know who you're talking to?
If I could grow that little mustache, I would. But
in a minute.
We have an update on the Liberty Safes, Vince. The Missouri Attorney General is opening an investigation into the company for possible deception of its customers.
No shit.
Yep. Let's go to Maui. Because apparently something magical happened in Maui this week. Apparently 18 people came back from the dead. Because Maui police have revised the death toll from 115 to 97. And the missing number is now just 31. Which I don't believe anything they fucking say, that government over there. But how did 18 people magically come back from the dead?
Yeah,
And then the state attorney general came out this week and said that she will decide on what information will be released publicly.
That's nice.
That sounds very cover-up-ish. I would like to know who gave the order to block the road from the cops And why then the names and addresses of the cops that blocked the road, causing those people to burn alive in their cars?
Yeah, right.
Because the only ones that survived are the ones that disobeyed. And that number of missing and dead is bullshit. Where's all the kids?
Right.
Yeah, that's, man, something better happen out there. You better have fucking tribal take over Maui. Because.
Yeah, where are you guys at?
They fucked you. They killed you. They took your kids.
Yeah.
All right, we have an update on New Mexico. New Mexican Governor, I wish I was Hillary Clinton, Grisham, said it's not for police to tell me what's constitutional or not. They haven't supported not one gun violence effort in the state of New Mexico, including domestic violence protections, universal background checks, etc. She went on to say that if local police and sheriffs would not enforce that law, her emergency declaration, then the state police would. That was until a federal judge this week blocked that shit because, you know, Constitution. He put a temporary restraining order to block the governor's suspension of gun rights until another hearing is held in early October. How is she, A, still in office, B, breathing?
Well, and the thing is that Razor Fist.
Yeah.
You watch him, right?
Yep.
He made a good point. Everybody's complaining about the federal level.
It's the state.
Yeah.
That's why we keep saying local, local, local.
Yeah. Yeah, keep an eye on your local shit. It's not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about all I can say about that right now. Let's go to the next door here. Oh, here's the government just ignoring a shit ton of red flags. JP Morgan Chase allegedly informed the government of over $1 billion in transactions related to human trafficking by Jeffrey Epstein back in 2003, according to a lawyer for the U.S. Virgin Islands. 2003 would have been W, right? Yeah. Coming off of Clinton? Yeah. Ugh, that sounded wrong. Coming off of Clinton. So they knew back in 2003 that he was a billion-dollar human trafficker. Nobody did a thing because they were all the clients. And if you would like to take me to court over that statement, please do, because I would like you to prove me wrong. Release the client list book. Let's see how many of these people on TV and in government and... How many of you are on here? Matt Groening took how many flights on the Lolita Express?
Whoa, bud.
I'm not wrong. There's pictures.
Yeah, a bunch of them took fucking flights. Hey.
Bill Gates, Quentin Tarantino. I mean, Bill Clinton. Hundreds of times, apparently. All right, let's go to the next story here. This story out of Libya is insane. Libya has just experienced the deadliest flood of the 21st century. 7,000 confirmed dead. This is the city of Derna, home to nearly 90,000 people. They're guessing it's going to be up to 20,000 dead. 25% of the city is estimated to be destroyed after two dams collapsed due to extreme rainfall. The city's gone, basically. This is like Katrina, New Orleans on steroids. So, and of course, it's been blamed on the climate change. So, Vince, do you know a way to keep jacking up oil prices?
I don't know, bud.
Well, if you're Nancy Pelosi's nephew, California Governor Gavin Newsom, you sue big oil. He said, we're taking the five major oil companies to court for wreaking havoc on our planet and lying to people about the dangers of fossil fuels. Gas in California is already like $6, $7, $8 a gallon. be a pity if the five major oil companies just said, you know what? Due to ongoing litigation, we are stopping all oil transfers to California.
I don't how can they sue?
It's a good question. I have no idea, but he's doing it because he's a
climate change.
Greta said we had to.
I don't understand.
I'll tell you what, if Biden resigns, they're going to try to shoehorn that motherfucker in. I guarantee it. Him or Big Mike is going to be, yeah.
I think the issue here is I really can't wait. If he's actually going to sue, I mean, if it actually goes to court, you know what I mean? If they just quit sending oil.
Yeah, just stop.
Okay, well, if it's such a big deal to you guys, you don't need it.
Yeah, then okay, we're gonna do what's best for your environment. No more gas and oil to California.
See, now the cool thing about that is, how far can they go without it in their cars? Like, if they try to leave California, because they've got mountains and a desert to cross.
God, they probably just end up in Arizona or Utah.
Could they make it to Kansas, or, you know, could they make it to the Midwest on a tank?
In an electric car? No way. And all these people are like, we have to build solar arrays and wind towers. Here, do it this way. If you want to be completely zero emissions, build it without equipment that runs on oil or gas. Use solar and wind power to build your solar and wind stuff. Oh, you can't. Okay. Yeah, I just quit shipping oil. If I was Shell or any of these companies, nope, fuck them. No more gas and oil.
Yeah.
You sue us, we turn off the faucet. There you go.
Yeah.
And watch California go complete. I mean, it wouldn't even take a week. It would be days, and it would be fucking Mad Max. This is the perfect time for pirates.
I'm telling you.
I
high risk, high reward.
Tell you what. It's looking...
We could be kings.
I want to be kangs.
We could be kangs. We was kangs. We are going to be kangs.
I'm liking this idea more and more. I hate that I am, but damn it, I am. Gotta get a war wagon.
I'm telling you, man.
All right, going on to the next story here. Hey, Fauci said something this week that if you said on Twitter 6 months ago, you would have got suspended. He now admits that the COVID shots caused myocarditis.
No shit.
But it's worth it to not die of COVID. So it's better to die of myocarditis?
Yes.
Okay. The COVID boosters will be available by next weekend, are receiving some scrutiny due to the clinical trials they performed. Pfizer and Moderna were not done on humans, kids. They were done on 8 mice.
Is that it?
But the boosters were approved by the FDA just on the 8 mice test. 13-1 voted in favor for 6 months and up. Because now they're saying triple pandemic coming of COVID, RSV, and the flu. And I would like to throw this statistic out that was by the CDC. Listen carefully. 1 million mRNA COVID shots for teens will prevent 1 COVID death and cause 100,000 to 200,000 severe side effects. This is according to the CDC's own data. Million shots prevent 1 death, but 1 in 5 will get severe side effects. Get your booster.
You should get it.
Fuck that. I got enough health shit going on. I don't need the coup de grace.
I ain't getting shit.
Nope. Never will. Arkansas Governor Sarah Sanders this week signed a law banning COVID vaccine mandates in Arkansas. So finally, a state has stood up and said, nope, fuck you. And according to a whistleblower, the CIA rewarded multiple analysts with significant financial incentives to change their stated opinion about the COVID origin conclusion from a lab leak to zoonosis. You know that whole, it was bats in a wet market bullshit?
Yeah.
The CIA paid the analysts to change it from, no, this shit came from a lab, to it was the bats. It was the weird chinks eating bats that caused the flu. They paid them to say it.
Speaking of government bullshit, I'm not going to change the subject, but are you on, subscribe to Lovecraft's Cat on Telegram?
I don't think so. I might. I don't know.
You should be subscribed to Lovecraft's Cat.
Send me the thing if I'm not.
Man groped by Lauren Boebert during Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
He owns a gay-friendly bar that hosts drag shows.
Of course he does. Of course he does. That's why we say right wing, left wing, it's the same fucking bird. All right? It's just, yeah. And birds aren't real.
There you go. Is it time to start drinking yet?
God, it's been for months.
Oh!
Tell you what, next weekend might be. We'll see. All right. NASA this week announced the appointment, Vince, of a director of unidentified anomalous. I can't pronounce that word.
Anomalous.
Thank you. Phenomena research. We have taken concrete action to seriously investigate UAP, which is their changing from UFOs. So now we have a director. Whatever.
Can I grope you?
Do I look like Lauren Boebert?
I'd like to grope her.
Retardies?
Lauren Groper?
That might be episode title.
I don't know. Coin Clipper 6 million. Thank the bus driver. Sounds like a really good
last episode title forever.
No, come on, man. It's the best video games.
Come on, man. It does fit. All right.
It does fit. Lauren Groper does sound pretty good, though.
Yeah, I might get us a couple extra downloads. Elon Musk this week, he kind of let something out of the bag here, and this is quite interesting. Elon Musk this week said that the ADL, you know them, you love them. If you don't, you're anti-Semite, said they were instrumental in getting Trump kicked off of Twitter. He said, when we restored the account, they made it clear that restoring his account on X constituted hateful speech, even though he hadn't even used the account and said anything. Just him having an account, they said, was anti-Semitism and hate speech. You know, the same guy that had a shit ton of Jewish people in his administration, his son-in-law is a Jew, but him having an account was anti-Semitism and hate speech.
Fuck the Jews.
There you go. The Biden administration has cleared the way for the release. This bullshit right here. Of five American citizens detained in Iran by issuing a blanket waiver for international banks to release $6 billion in frozen Iranian assets. And we're also releasing five Iranians that we have in custody. Blinken signed off on the sanction waivers late last week, a month after U.S. and Iranian officials said an agreement was in principle was in place. Congress was not informed of the decision until Monday. So, five for five prisoner exchange and the release of $6 billion.
$6 billion.
Elizabeth Warren, let's go back to Elon Musk. Remember we had the story of Musk preventing World War III by not allowing the Russian Pearl Harbor deal? Well, Elizabeth Warren now is demanding an investigation into SpaceX after Musk blocked Ukraine from using Starlink to Pearl Harbor the Russian Navy. Musk did come out this week and said that the request for him to do so did come from the Ukrainian government. But he denied it. And so now Elizabeth Warren wants an investigation into SpaceX. How about an investigation into the fact you lied about being an Indian for 50 years?
You're not Native American.
Chief, not a feather. All right. The United States is sending $325 million of our tax money to Taiwan. Taiwan this week. All right, let's go to Ukraine here. Zelensky, you know him, you love him, implied in an interview that Ukrainian refugees in Europe might resort to terrorism if Western aid to Ukraine is curtailed. He said, Ukrainians have generally behaved well and are very grateful to those who sheltered them, but they will not forget the generosity, but it would not be a good story for Europe if they were to drive these poor people into a corner. Meaning, keep paying me or you're going to get bombed. By what sounds like sleeper cells, to be honest with you. Ukraine this week added Kim Jong-un to their kill list after he met with Putin this week. Zelensky this week ordered all medical women to register for the war, including pregnant women, by the way. All women 18 to 60 who are doctors, nurses, dentists, midwives, pharmacists are now required to join the Ukrainian army. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan this week said, quote, we are always preparing a new aid package for Ukraine, end quote.
Always.
Always.
How's that Maui thing? Oh, well, we're going to rebuild that. That's going to be a 15-minute series. $700,
that's all you get.
Yeah, that's all you get. Come on.
Welcome my friends, to the show that never ends. Last thing, this is going to be big next week, kids. Zelensky's coming to D.C. next week to meet with Biden and talk to Congress and probably get a blowy from Lindsey Graham and, you know, all that good stuff.
Oh, but I love Zelensky. I saw him. I said, I thought he has the cutest little butt I ever did see.
Yeah, so he's going to be in America next week, and I can't say out loud my first thought. It's not good.
Fucking.
Well, it wasn't that, but...
Well, Lindsey Graham can.
Yeah, he... That'll... I would not want to be a fly on that wall. Oh. So, yeah, get ready for all that next week. That's going to be Zelensky mania in Washington, D.C.
Dun, dun, dun!
I would like him to inspect the tires of Bigfoot 4 up close.
Don't be like that.
Get a real good look. Just saying, you know, out loud. Mm-hmm. Count the number of tread, will you, there, while you're down there, Vladimir Zelensky, whatever your name is? Mm-hmm. Play the piano with your dick again on TV. That was good. Mm-hmm. All right, that's it. Vince, you got anything? Final thoughts?
Keep your stick on the ice. The women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. Ask yourself, what would Henry Bowman do? Go read that book, by the way. It's a good book. And we will see everybody in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we get a week off.
We get a week off. Bye.
Bye.